Today's reality check has us circling back with Honolulu Civil Beat's Nick Gruby. He's been down at federal court digging through the files as the trial for Police Chief Louis K. Aloha prepares to get underway. Good morning, Nick.
Hi, Catherine.
So you have a pretty interesting story involving a journalist from one of the local TV stations here.
Yeah, that's right. So Hawaii News Now reporter Len Kawano has been named as a witness in the K Aloha trial, and it appears that it's the K Aloha's who put them on their witness list. And what's interesting about that is that federal rules say that if you're a witness, you're not supposed to be in the courtroom as other witnesses are testifying. And now for a journalist like Kawano, that can be a little problematic because that means she really won't be able to cover the trial as it is going on. And so she and her lawyers representing Hawaii News Now filed a motion to try to get her name removed from that list, saying that they think it's their view that the Ke Alohas are sort of retaliating against her for what they consider to be critical coverage of them and the charges that are against them.
Right, because she's broken a number of stories, different angles on this, dating back to the mailbox theft.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, Lynn Kawano has been one of the top reporters on this case. She has had a number of scoops over the years. I mean, again, this is a case that played out for many years from before even the FBI and the Department of Justice began investigating. And Lynn was there pretty much the whole time. I mean, I know that she would go to the federal courthouse and sit outside the grand jury room. Oftentimes, the two of us would be hanging out there together. And she has been one of the more dogged reporters on this case in the Hawaii press. And that, again, that's one of the reasons why she's saying that she feels that the Kalos are basically messing with her by putting her on the witness stand and trying to keep her out of the courtroom. Now, it should be noted that the K Aloha's attorneys, who I spoke to yesterday, they plan to still keep her on the witness list, and they say that there is a legitimate reason to keep her on that list, saying that it has the reason for it has nothing to do with her profession as a journalist.
Well, I know you've certainly broke many angles on this story as well, but, you know, you and I can both imagine what it'd be like if we had a subpoena and we ended up on somebody's a witness list. It's kind of chilling.
It is. And, I mean, having been subpoenaed before, not in this case, but in others over the years and throughout my career, my news organization has fought viciously to keep me off the witness stand. And there's a reason for that. I mean, it can be concerning when somebody wants to put a journalist on the witness stand, because the big fear is that a lawyer will try to, say, sniff out our sources and try to find out how we got the information that we received, particularly if it came from an anonymous source, which in this case, the news media, particularly Hawaii News Now, has relied on some anonymous sources to break some of their stories over the years. I spoke with a communications professor over at the University of Hawaii, who also said that this could be a strategy to sort of disparage the media and the press coverage to basically put the journalist on trial rather than the person who's actually accused of the crime.
So how is this going to get resolved?
Well, there is a hearing scheduled for Thursday, and the judge will decide whether Lynn Kawano will be still on the witness list. I think today we are waiting to see what the K Aloha has put in their official filing that is opposing removing her from that list. Now, it's important to remember that the government and the other defendants in the case who are facing trial have all said they are not opposed to Lynn Kawano not being on that list. It appears that it is only the K Aloha's who want her to potentially be placed on the witness stand.
Well, lots of crazy stuff, and the trial hasn't even started yet. Thanks so much, Nick.
Thanks for having me.
That was reporter Nick Ruby with today's Reality Check. Check out the Kaloha stories at civilbeat.org.